Hello?
Hello, John. How you doing?
Hey, good. Good. How you guys doing?
All right.
Good.
Hello. I can picture the crowd right now.
You sure you want to?
Well, from this distance, I'm probably pretty safe.
John, obviously, you've been asked this, I'm sure, all these questions by your reporters down there, but you coming into this year into kind of a different situation, are you surprised at all that you guys have been as successful as you have been?
Yeah, you know, it's a question that does get asked all the time. We basically say it's not relevant. You know, I mean, it doesn't matter if we're surprised or if we expected to. You know, your plan is to go in there and win every game, and that's what we try to do each game. And, you know, whether we're surprised or not really is not a factor.
And, again, I don't know how much you pay attention to what's going up here, but the Eagles have been struggling a little bit, and then you know this team as well as anybody. Are you surprised at that a little bit?
No. I mean, I think I'm not surprised or not surprised. Again, it's not something you even think about. It's not part of, you know, when you're coaching football, it's just not it's not relevant to what you're trying to do. I know what I expect. I expect the Eagles to do what they always do under Andy Reid's leadership, and that's to bounce back and fight like crazy and compete and become a better football team every week. I mean, that's what they've been doing for the last 10 years.
John, what else do you see in this Eagles team? I mean, how does it compare to, you know, other teams that you were part of and helped coach?
Yeah, I think they're right there with every good Eagles team that they've had over the last 10 years. You know, they're playing tremendously on defense. Probably the fastest and most active defense in the league, the most dangerous defense in the league. Front seven is just very active. You know, you see all the fundamental, the discipline, pursuit to the football, all those things that are always there in a Jim Johnson defense are there. But I think they're probably more talented than they've been in a long time. And the back end is tremendously disciplined. I think they're just really well coached. They're getting turnovers. They're sacking the quarterback. They look good. And then offensively, it's an Eagles offense. I mean, they're explosive. You look at all the stats, and they're leading the league, and you know, up near the top of the league in explosive plays and points and, you know, yards per completion and all the different measuring sticks. And it's just a highly talented, well coached football team.
So how does that jive with what their record is? And you know, when somebody says you are what your record says you are.
Well, I mean, it's early in the season, you know, and in this league, you know, you can look at one or two teams and say, wow, they're having that runaway, breakaway year, I guess two teams. And after that, everybody else is fighting to get in a position to have a chance to make a run in the playoffs. And that's all anybody's doing. You know, it's a league that everybody's got a chance, everybody's close, and the Eagles, you know, they're right there. They can line up and beat anybody in the league at any time. And when you look at the numbers and some of the rankings and stat analysis that we do, you see that the Eagles are as good as anybody.
John, you worked for Andy for 10 years, almost 10 years. Obviously, you learned a lot from him. Some stuff you probably didn't even know you learned it subconsciously. But if you could kind of pinpoint maybe one or two things that really helped you in your job now that you learned from Andy, what would that be?
Well, one thing is just the overall setting up an NFL football program. Pretty much everything we do here as far as structure is Coach Reid's. And then the other thing is the steadiness, you know, the ability to stand up, you know, through the ups and downs, the storms, the good things, and just stay even. I describe Coach Reid all the time as a rock. You know, I think he's a rock. He always has been. And in this, you know, like any profession, but in this profession especially, that's really important.
Joe Flacco obviously came in and started from the very beginning, and obviously you guys saw good things. That's why you drafted him. But why do you think he has been able to be as successful as he has been this year?
Well, you know, Joe's talented, first of all, you know, and he's a tremendously hardworking guy. He's very smart, and he's got a solid personality. You know, we thought all the things we thought we saw when we drafted him are the things that, you know, the abilities that he has, and he's kind of proven that. We didn't really necessarily plan on the circumstances kind of coming down as they did, but, you know, sometimes you have to say things happen for a reason, and he's made the most of it, and I think also the guys around him have done well to help him, you know, become a better and better player every week.
A lot of good quarterbacks come into the league and don't play as well as he has. Is there anything about his personality in general that's enabled him to kind of absorb everything and deal with everything you got to deal with and still move on like he has?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got a great personality. That was one of the things when we studied him in the draft that we were most impressed with. First of all, he's highly intelligent. He's got a great ability to catalog information. He's also very humble. So he takes anything that comes up, any situation, and he takes it as a learning opportunity. He's not defensive in any way about, you know, where he can get better. He's very confident in his skills, and he's a hard